gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. StephanieMiller.com. The website's sexyliberal.com. The Sexy Liberal website. Check it out. Lots of where you can get tickets. Lots of new pictures up. Oh,
nude pictures?
New pictures. New what? New? No. Pictures. God, it's early. And who knows that more than comedy queen Kathleen Madigan, who joins us live in studio all 3 hours.
She's good morning.
Little
yes.
Blinky.
I'm awake.
Little blinky.
Although my comedian friend Rick Kern said I sounded like B. Arthur. Don't go in there yet. Give it another hour.
Kathleen tweeted about this. It's still dark out.
Yeah.
I haven't been up this early since I went to bed this early.
That is late, I mean. Vegas. That's the last time I remember seeing darkness when I was still up and other people weren't. But then I drove here, and I'm like, well, no wonder she does this. There's no traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly.
It's awesome. It's like all of a sudden it was Armageddon last night in L.A. Yeah. And nobody told me.
Yeah. That's what it's it's the only upside to these hours.
We found that funny people don't usually get up this early.
No.
The listeners are funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and
right?
Because Hal Sparks is in Edinburgh for all of August, and so, you know, you are people like brave comedians like you are filling.
Hal fell for that gig? Oh, come on over. It's a month in Scotland. And take flyers around town till you fall over and try to trick people into coming to your American show they don't want to see.
Yeah.
Good luck, Hal.
The food's great, at least.
Yeah.
Have some sheep intestine. All right, so, wow, I'm tired, too. What's up? We have some, so the big news out of Wisconsin, Democrats won 2 state Senate seats in the historic recall elections, but failed to capture a third that would have given them control of the chamber. Blah. They got rid of that. What's that asshat's name?
Hopper.
Thank God. That was the one silver lining.
Yeah.
That guy, the one that called, you know, teachers and firefighters a bunch of slobs.
Yep.
Right.
That one's gone.
Yeah. He's bye-bye. But, yeah, I mean, it was. It's obviously somewhat disappointing because they did not get control of the Senate. Now, there's coming up in, what is it, a week? A week or so. The polling is not looking great, but you never know. Maybe, you know, mobilized by the what do you call it? Why can't I speak? By the results yesterday. You know, you never know. And then I also think I've heard a lot of new momentum behind recalling Walker now because of this. Because that's the other way to get control back.
Yeah.
All right. So, because, this is where we went. The first Sexy Liberal Show, that's the money we gave, was that was our cause, was the recall. Because it's ground zero, you know. This was one of the Wisconsin State Democrats yesterday before the results.
We have never seen this type of divisiveness before in Wisconsin. And as a result, it's led to a very extreme agenda. That if, in fact, we take control, that it'll begin to end the polarization that we felt in this state.
So that obviously didn't happen, but it's very close now. It's a razor-thin Republican majority, 17-16.
Yep.
Here's one of Scott Fitzgerald, one of the Republicans.
Nobody anticipated that the recall elections would be used in this way. You still have full control of the assembly, and obviously the East Wing, the governor's office. So we'll just kind of continue to march on with that agenda and do everything we said we were going to do in November.
Yeah, that's the problem, is they didn't run on this stuff that they're doing, you know?
Right.
Crushing unions and workers' rights and yada, yada, yada.
It surprises me with Wisconsin, too, because they're, for real, like, they're just beer drinking. A lot of them are very friendly, beer drinking, cheese
beer drinking,
nice, agreeable. They're agreeable.
Yes,
they're Midwest
are.
Agreeable.
Yep.
I can't believe that it's gotten this crazy there, because it doesn't, it's not a state where you feel like, okay, this is one side against the other.
Listen, we broadcast the show from there, which is 8 o'clock in the morning, and they were drinking beer. A lot of beer drinking.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I left a bar there in January. I was in Oshkosh.
You were in a bar?
Because I don't want to brag, but I sold out a theater in Oshkosh. And I was at a pub. It was totally freezing. And the guy's like, the one guy said, I'm going to walk home. And the other guy goes, oh, don't do that. I'm like, well, he's hammered. I mean, I think that's the best choice. And they go, no, because we have so many drugs, we lose like 3 a winter where they just fall over.
Oh,
they pass out in the snow.
And freeze.
And I'm like, see, this is why you should allow them to drive. see. But seriously,
listen,
I know. Send your emails to Stephanie. I don't have an email address. I just really am surprised that Wisconsin is this tense because they're very nice people.
Well, that's the problem because he didn't run on this stuff, and that's why there's been this historic backlash. And I got to tell you, Chris, if Gray Davis can get recalled here, this guy can get recalled.
Absolutely.
He has record low approval ratings. Again, I think, you know, this is what the memo got out. This was going to be tough. They're up against a lot of corporate money and interests and exactly what they're fighting with Walker, and that's what happened in these elections. And so, I mean, even the fact they got two, I think, is great, but, you know, unfortunately, it's not enough. Yeah, so I know we talked to, who was it yesterday, from United Wisconsin, but anyway, they're very motivated there on the recall of Walker.
Yeah.
Sure.
Either.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Here's another. It's a good news thing. I'm telling you. Polling is bearing out what I'm saying. People hate Republicans. It's just what I'm saying. U.S. Republicans face record disapproval. Nearly 3 out of 5 Americans have an unfavorable view of Republicans, an all-time high. 2 in 5 do not want their own member of Congress reelected, according to a poll out Tuesday. Overall, 70% of, this is a CNN poll, 70% said most U.S. lawmakers should not get a new term. Just 41% said their own representative deserved to go back to Washington. President Obama's Republican foes won unfavorable reviews from 59%. That's almost 60, Chris.
I've heard.
Close.
Uh-huh. An all-time high since CNN first asked the question back in 1992, making the aftermath of the debt limit battle worse for the party than President Bill Clinton's impeachment hearings and the blah, blah, blah back then. Respondents split when asked about the Democratic Party. 47% they had a favorable opinion. Same number viewed them unfavorably. Tea Party scored the lowest favorable rating with 31%.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. Though 51%, their unfavorable numbers were lower than Republicans. So, you know, that's the thing we keep talking about. All of this stuff on this show, and the poll after poll is showing basically the same thing. And look at what drives me crazy is the mainstream media that this was, you know, cast as some big victory for Republicans and failure for the president, and it's exactly the opposite.
But if it's CNN asking it, do you think that a lot of people would even talk to them? I mean, for real. I mean, like, I think some of the right wing people would hang up.
I don't, that's what always happens when they don't like the results. They go, oh, it's, you know, biased. But it's bearing out a lot of other polls.
Well, that's good news. That's good news of the morning.
Thank you.
But you know what? Sadly,
I would answer any poll though. That's what's weird. I would.
I would talk. Even that lonely, I would talk to anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If somebody found my phone number because I don't even know where my phone is, I would be glad it was ringing in my purse. I would totally answer their questions. Yes, I would.
Oh, boy.
Sadly, though, I think Tea Partiers are more politically involved and are more likely to get out and vote.
Yeah. We'll see in this next election. I'm just telling you.
It's all about getting out the vote.
Yeah,
seriously.
Well, right. But what I'm saying is they are facing literally record disapproval and, you know, record in state after state,
right.
You know?
But
if the 60% gets up versus the 31%, but I think 2 Tea Parties equal 1 of me. Activity wise, seriously, and my liberal friends that lay around on the couch.
Notoriously lazy.
Yes,
you will not.
Well, it is one of my calling cards. But for real, I mean, maybe I like people find like people because I know my friends are lazy too.
Literally, that's how good a comedy writer Kathleen Madigan is. That is lore in Hollywood that she will write for you, but not if she has to leave her couch or stop smoking.
Correct. It has to be in my pajamas.
Yeah, yes. She has to be able to do it in her pajamas. And we're not kidding.
I want to grow up to be B. Arthur. Just having things, some faxes shoved under my door. No way.
Listen,
I'll look at it later.
We can prove this on tape. I don't know if it's my age or getting up this early, but I am like old Lucy now. My voice, we could prove it from the old show.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Oh.
It drops like an octave a month, I think. Oh, you're going to try? No, don't. Yes. It's all right.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
I sounded like I was on helium when I started my radio career. Now I am, you know.
Luckily, I've always had this voice because my parents chain smoked in the station wagon. So I've always sounded like this, even when I was 10.
You drove around in those cars in the 70s where like Apocalypse Now. Like you can even see out the windows.
And then we roll down a window. Don't let the air conditioning out. Okay. Well, we'll keep these 17 packs of cigs going.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And your mom would spray the Aquanet on her. She would wait till she got in the car.
While she was lighting a cigarette.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's see if that works, Mom. By the way, TSA, I got through with hairspray and a lighter last week.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that could be dangerous. Maybe, if I wanted it to be. I don't. but it could be.
Yeah, the mom smoking was hard because you didn't use the seat belts either. So she would do the mom arm, but she would have the cigarette, which would... So you would get, like, a facial burn.
Ashes flying all around the car.
Which probably would have been worse. It would have just let you fly into the windshield, really. It would have been better than the cigarette arm.
Did you find it?
I have something. I don't know if this is the best example, but it's your hate montage.
Okay.
Okay.
What about you?
Uh-huh.
Huh? Woody? I don't think your mother is very happy with you.
You fat bitch.
You're very rude.
I thought you were in here somewhere.
And I'll tell you, you know, you're a fat whale yourself.
I don't know what that was
about. I'll talk to your freaking fat ass later. There's nothing you can do with that blubber of yours.
Yeah.
God bless you.
You're an absolute disgrace.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Bye now. See ya. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. That was... What was that? Why was that? The right wingers, they have no arguments.
Who's calling you fat?
I don't know. That got to be the insult. Yeah. Well, you're
really
fat.
But that's awesome because you're totally not. It'd be like calling going, you're a heroin addict. Okay.
All right.
Whatever, buddy.
Sure.
Okay.
I know. Yeah. That's we always say it's right wingers, the gun is out of bullets. It's just they throw the gun at you.
Is that the end of the line? Is that the worst thing you could call somebody? Is a fat ass? Are they out?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. And I weigh what, about $120?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right.
Webcams add 30 pounds. That's the problem.
Although Stephanie's view is squeezed because she's squeezed into the right side of the screen, and so you're actually thinner on this camera.
Because there's nothing you can do with that blubber.
That's right, apparently.
Because I'm a fat bitch.
Nothing you can do with that blubber. Well, actually, there is a lot of things you can do with it if one wanted to, if she had it to begin with.
Well,
she has none, so there is none.
All right, I'll figure out what to do with it during the break. 18 minutes after the hour, we continue with Kathleen Madigan, all 3 hours, much to her chagrin. All right, and I want to hear from some folks in Wisconsin on what the mood is there. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Right back with Kathleen Madigan on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Ooh, I gotta say, that was fantastic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Motel.
Hey, what? It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 24 minutes after the hour. I've canceled talking during the commercial breaks.
Yes.
Because pearls crawl from Kathleen Madigan's lips. And I'm like, just don't speak. Don't speak until you're on air. This is the movie to die for. There's no point in saying it unless it's on air.
Nope, now I'll just read my Twitter feed and be quiet. You shush. I'm following Yoko Ono. It's very hard. She has a lot of instructions every day that are very vague, and I don't understand it.
Oh, boy.
Go open a door. Stand there. Look around. Appreciate the door.
What?
What does that mean?
What?
Oh.
It's like the Da Vinci Code.
I'm going to try it. See if something weird happens.
All right. But we were talking about the difference, the recalls and the difference between Republicans and Democrats. And you were saying, Chris, first of all, you can't fit nuance on a bumper sticker.
Right. Democrats tend to, tend to deal with nuance and, shades of gray. And you can't fit that on a bumper sticker. Republicans are more led by bumper sticker slogans and black and white.
Yeah.
I think it's just the mindset.
Kathleen was talking about people.
8 out of 10 people wouldn't know that was the word when they saw it spelled out. New Antsy.
Yeah.
Who is this in front of me? What does that mean? Yeah, that's a hard word.
But you were saying people that, like, listen to Rush or whatever, you were talking about the guy talking about the estate tax.
Oh, yeah, there was some guy, I don't know, he was on one of these channels, and it was a big Tea Party rally, and he had this bad gas station hat on, and then, like, this T-shirt that was totally ripped up and horrible pants, and he was like, I'm not for the death tax. I mean, they got to stop taxing the dead people and the death.
Then he goes,
I mean, you got to protect your inheritance. And I'm like, Bob, you have like a couch, maybe a futon. I don't think the estate tax is any of your concern. I mean, maybe if you live another 50 lifetimes, you're going to get to a point where you're like, I've got to go look into some estate planning. Estate planning.
Please. Oh,
you
Bob.
Came here in a 79 Chevy, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Let it go. It's not.
none of this affects you. None of it. None of it. But they do. They dupe them into fighting for,
fighting against himself.
Yeah.
And, and he's got a whole, like, not just a passionate opinion about something that will never affect him. He's got an argument that he heard somewhere, but he doesn't know it doesn't apply to him.
Right. Exactly.
And he doesn't know what it means either.
No. And you don't even know anybody, Bob, that this applies to. Trust me, when you play cards on Friday night, nobody in your kitchen, nobody that brought their own beer in their cooler.
Carrying Shirley MacLaine's picture in Terms of Endearment. Be careful with that. It costs more than you'll ever make in your entire life. Anna and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Anna.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I love your show.
Thank you.
Well, I know you were asking for response from people in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I'm here in Wisconsin. I do live in Madison. And, you know, we're very excited. I know there were 6 recalls that were being voted on yesterday, but realistically, we really were just trying to win 3.
Right.
And we won 2 of the 3, and we were extremely close in the third one.
I know. Well, you know, and I was saying it was kind of that memo from, I think it was United Wisconsin, got leaked to Politico, and so that's kind of what was being said beforehand, right, is that, you know, 3 was very hopeful, but 2 was more realistic, right?
That's exactly true.
Yeah.
And in the third one that, you know, we lost late in the night, again came out of a place, Waukesha County, where in the past it's just been awful. That's where we lost to Prosser when 17,000
votes. Oh, that's when Kathy Nicola suddenly found those votes up her ass at the last minute.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe she'll find more in a couple of days, and it'll be a bigger, you know, gap there.
Yes.
But at least she's being watched now because, you know,
right,
whatever Bush said, fool me once, blah, 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 blah.
Well, yeah, well, like he doesn't know what he said either, but okay. He could never.
There's
get
an
that.
Old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
All right,
no,
good.
Okay.
All right. Wasn't he sometimes, even if you were, you know, I didn't like anything he stood for politically, but it was almost like watching your kid in like one of those plays where you're just like, you were just relieved when he got to the end of a sentence. You're like, oh.
And kind of rooting for him.
Oh, God. Just hurry and get the line out in the Thanksgiving play before the set falls on you. Just go. Because, you know, you're like, the world is watching. Please, God, just.
When they were at, what was it, Martin? Oh, somebody's big funeral. Coretta Scott King's funeral. And younger Bush was sitting next to older Bush. I felt like I was watching my brother in church, and I knew at any moment my dad might just haul off and smack him in the back. Because literally he was smirking, like he was thinking about something, and it was like, act right.
Yeah.
You just wanted to grab him and go, seriously, you're 55, knock it off. Like, it's church. I know it's hard to sit still for an hour. I don't like it either. But at a certain age, and you're the ex-president, you have to sit there.
Yeah, he did always, we used to mention that, like, he did always not, it's like the facial expression didn't ever match what he was saying.
Never. Smirking, laughing.
Like nervous laughter when he was
talking about death, and it would just be like, what? No, don't smile.
Yeah.
No.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of inappropriateness. And that, to me, is always the gateway to crazy. The overlapping, the weird laughing, gateway to crazy.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we have to talk about Mitt Romney and his montage of jokes I saw yesterday on TV. Oy vey. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
See, I got a perky patootie. I have a bodacious bum.
Nutritious and bootylicious.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. Kathleen Madigan busily reading Tweet of God over there.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Or she. I don't know who the Tweet of God is, but it's someone I follow on Twitter, and God is, as it turns out, hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to have a celebrity guest God once a month, he's decided.
Awesome.
Yeah. A lot of people are rooting for Morgan Freeman. I don't see it. Just saying.
In the white suit.
Yoko Ono in the Tweet of God. It was. It gives me a reason to wake
what
up in the morning.
What if Yoko Ono filled in for God?
Wow. No, we can't have that. It's a little too loosey-goosey. God's got to be a little more Old Testament.
Okay.
Be clear. I'm going to set you on fire if you do that again. I like the clarity.
Yes, exactly. That's a way of focusing your attention.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, comedians do run the world. You know why, Chris?
Why?
I told you, the stock market roared back. Why? Because Aisha Tyler gave a soothing speech yesterday.
And she's not
on my show.
She's not speaking today, and it's down almost 300 points.
All right. Well, listen.
Get her on the
Kathleen Madigan, say something. Well, you said your brother's a stockbroker.
Yeah. The poor guy. He's been hiding under his desk from old people for like 4 years now. They all just come in with firearms. Give me the money. I want out. And he's like, relax. It's all going to be okay. Because it is kind of media-driven, and people panic. I have aunts that called and liquidated. First of all, I said to my brother, how much money, really, does Aunt Cindy have? That's what I want to know out of the game. How much has she socked away from her husband that he doesn't know about? But at the end of the day, they see this stuff, and they go, oh, my God, we've been downgraded. They don't know what a rating is. My aunt didn't know what that meant 2 days ago. Lehman Brothers, the night before they collapsed, had a triple-A plus rating.
Yeah, right.
So,
exactly.
So what does a rating mean? But yet the news and all this stuff, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, don't panic. You got to, it's like a slot machine. You got to sit there for a while to win.
That's right.
See, I don't have the stomach for either that, or I told the story yesterday. I had lost a quarter once in a slot machine. I'm like, I'm out.
You can't win if you
don't play.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you've never owned stock.
No.
I'm trying to give a soothing speech.
Okay.
And you just told everyone.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Listen to Kathleen Madigan.
I'm trying to say buy now.
Yes.
Buy now.
Well, that's what happened yesterday. Stocks rallied in a volatile session as investors struggled to decipher the Fed signals on the economy after a dizzying two-week slide. Buying accelerated to the close. The S&P 500 posted its best day in 2 years, actually. The market reversed direction 6 times after a Fed statement. You're right. People are just like, what? I don't. And the Fed statement pledged 2 more years of near zero interest rate. So, today it's dropping. But you're right. It's this is always cyclical. You made an interesting point about the unemployment rate.
Well, yeah. People say, let's just say it's 9%. That means 91% of people have jobs. I mean, compared to historically, I can tell you 1% are my comedian friends who just don't want the gig. So really, it's only 8%. And I can start naming names of people sitting on couches collecting unemployment. There's a gig at the Ventura Comedy Club. I could book them all.
They don't want to go to the Indian Casino.
There's a yuck yuck somewhere still.
With your name on it and a Canadian tax form, get up there. Yes, there are jobs. I'm just saying 1% of those people are my friends that are liars. So it's really
that's my main.
Whenever you see the number, take it down 1%.
That's my main immigration problem. Is all the Canadians comedians come down and steal our friggin' jobs and our shows.
But
and our
you
movies.
Know what? The paperwork they have to go through. Mm. I'm just not gonna name any names, but they have to. Some of them they have to get all these crazy papers and passes and stuff. And one of them is here as an extra in Cirque du Soleil, and that dude can't even do a cartwheel. He is not in Cirque du Soleil. Working at the Detroit Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle does not make you an acrobat. And I said, now that you've told me your secret, if you don't do a backflip at the end of your set, I'm calling Canada. Or whoever I need to call.
I will blame Canada. Yes. Kristen Engdon writes, although it's disappointing the Democrats didn't get the 3 seats needed to retake the state Senate, they won 2 seats in solid Republican districts. Districts that elected Republicans even during Obama's landslide. That's not a small feat. Just wait until the fight moves into the more favorable Democratic territory. So, good point. Elva in Wisconsin, I think, wants to say almost the same thing. Hi, Elva.
Yes, basically, that is what I wanted to say. But
I'm sorry.
Another observation. Oh, that's okay. Just stole it. But another observation. We went to go see Ed Schultz twice.
Oh.
And one observation is also, it was wonderful to watch Ed Schultz when he was broadcasting and saying, great victories for the Republicans. And I turned to my husband and said, on Fox News, if it had gone the other way, they would just stay quiet.
Yeah, right.
They didn't mention anything. We actually report on both sides here.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
My observation is exactly, we have awoken a sleeping giant, in terms of these branches and the unions that generally tend to vote conservatively. Well, they are now aware of what the Republican side is doing for the middle class. And so I think on this high-profile election, a lot of people came out, maybe didn't work out the way we wanted, but I think that we can look at the long term and see how it plays out now.
Yeah, well, Elva, I think it is unprecedented. That's what people don't realize, how difficult it is to actually successfully recall someone. And it's I don't remember in any other elections you're hearing about a lot of recalls. Do you?
Right, exactly. So, I mean, and I think it was overwhelming, you know, what we were trying to do, but I think it was a good attempt. And furthermore, going after Scott Walker, I think we have a really good chance because I think people can focus and cut off the head of the snake.
Yeah, I think he is very likely to get recalled. And you know, Gray Davis, like I said, that's the only one I can even think of in my memory of an actual successful recall.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But Chris in Madison. Hello, Chris.
Hi, I'm actually Sun Prairie right outside Madison.
Oh, good, yes.
But you were asking how we felt out here. Well, I personally feel exhausted, betrayed, manipulated. You know, I went to sleep hearing about investigations in Waukesha, and today I'm hearing that Alberta Darling won. I don't buy it. Mm-hmm, you know, I don't think our votes are being counted. I think we have some real problems here with these computers counting our votes.
Well,
paper ballot.
That Joanne Kloppenberger, I mean, that was stunning to me. That there was not an investigation done on that. I mean, you heard about this, right? She just...
I didn't hear about this.
That also was unprecedented. You know, she was ahead, and then suddenly they're, oh, we just found these votes in my private computer. Like, out of... No. I don't know how that happened. Mike in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, Steph. Hey everyone.
Mike.
You know, the two things that no one's bringing attention to, which is going to be huge, is the day of the election yesterday, Scott Walker redistricted the whole map of Wisconsin. That's huge, and no one's even talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
And the second thing, which I think could be great when it comes time to actually vote for the union stripping, is there's one moderate Republican. I know that sounds like a contradiction in terms, but for the last two votes against the union, he voted against his own party and voted with the Democrats. So he actually could be the third vote that we needed in order to win the majority for that when the bill comes up again.
Oh, interesting. All right, Mike, thank you for that. Yeah.
No problem.
All right. Let's do one more. Liz in Wisconsin. Hi, Liz.
Oh, good morning, Steph. I'm sorry. I'm a little hungover.
Me too.
I was at the Capitol.
You're always Boxwine. Hungover.
Oh, my goodness. Boxwine is nothing on vodka, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
I want to spread some happy, clappy news for everybody, is that they cheat. They rig the election. They've done everything they can, like the car before. They're redistricting. And yet we won. Two. I want everyone to remember they put every obstacle in our path, and we still overcame. And I want everyone to feel like they can do it Wisconsin style.
That's
so
right.
Keep on keeping on. I want to give a shout out to the chat room. I'm mad, mad mom. So hi, everybody.
You don't sound that mad, frankly.
I had to go get a Bloody Mary.
All right. Good idea. Good idea. Good job, Liz. All right.
Love those morning cocktails.
Good for her.
All right.
Oh, boy, she's happier because she's drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's why
she
called with happy news, because her day will only get better starting with a bad hangover.
That's right.
Can't get any worse.
There you go. All right. So lots more to get to this morning. We that's what I thought. I'm sort of getting, you know, a lot of people feeling hopeful still. I think that's still a big deal that they won, too. And, you know, and we'll see. I really do have a sense that Walker's going to get recalled, but we'll see. All right. Speaking of electoral sizzle, Tim Pawlenty.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. More people in Iowa know who my dad is. I mean, that guy, seriously. He should walk around.
What's
like
your dad's name?
Jack Madigan.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know a guy named Jack Madigan?
Do a write-in for Jack Madigan.
Yeah, just see if it works.
With Pawlenty this Saturday. Is it Saturday, this straw poll?
Yeah, it is.
The Ames poll?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jack Madigan. Write it in.
He should walk around like in a glow-in-the-dark suit or something, like an astronaut outfit, something. So people go, oh, my God, who's that? That's Tim Pawlenty.
Oh, that's...
Because,
oh, that's,
yeah.
Because he's just like cream of wheat or something.
He
I don't...
blends in too much with the white people and the corn and the best. Yeah.
Look, any Republican candidate can stand up here like a bobblehead and give you the Republican talking points. That's not the real issue.
Bobblehead?
The real issue is who's actually done these things as a leader under difficult circumstances and driven it to results.
And that was in front of two people.
I think he's about to catch fire in this campaign.
He had a big luncheon in Des Moines. All four people, the whole staff, sat down. What do you got to say, Tim? What's on your mind? Tell us. Act like you're passionate. Come on. Seriously,
oh, all
I mean,
right.
How do you not, if you're him, how do you not look around and go, oh, my God, I've been here for 4.5 years and no one knows who I am?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what was pathetic? Did you see that story, Chris, that he, I don't even ask me, it was something that's supposed to pass for wacky, that he, like, de-pantsed a guy during a softball game years ago.
Softball game, he pulled a guy's pants down.
Ha, 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 ha. That's the kind of humor.
Republican hilarity.
Ah! Anyway, so, but there was some story that was, I guess, positive toward him, but the campaign, like, had that part removed because, like, going,
yeah,
like, that's what passes for, I guess, excitement in the plenty campaign.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. You know who may likely win is crazy Michelle Bachmann. Did you see the Newsweek cover? Have you seen it, Kathleen?
Did they cross her eye, or are they crossed? Newsweek's gone a little off the rails lately, and I don't know what's going on.
Usually, Gina
Brown. Well, sometimes it's their covers. They're very hack, where it's just like, angels? And a question mark. Yeah, oh, my, come on. Jesus is here? What?
No, it was not Photoshop.
No, I saw Michelle's, but I really did think, did they do that?
No, she's that crazy.
Her eye is shooting off that way. Look at it. There's one. Something's wrong with her eyes. I mean, someone is shooting the wrong way or something.
Right.
Or they're misplaced. Or maybe she got bad contacts and it's pulling it. Something is going on with the cover. If that was me. I mean, I've seen headshots of her that are better.
I had a teacher in Catholic school, Miss, that had that.
A googly eye?
The shooting eye.
One of them, yeah. You could never tell who she was looking at or calling on in class because one eye. Wait.
Wing.
I did.
Ms. Thornton.
I've seen the cover. I have not read the article. I don't.
Yeah.
Is it out? Yeah, I don't even think the article's out yet. But I saw the cover yesterday.
I think people are actually kind of feeling a little sorry for her because she's being attacked that way. Even national organizations.
Yeah, but it's not Photoshopped. It's
her. I know. But even now.
If it's her, it's not an attack. You can't take a picture of me, even if it's bad, and put it up and go, you're attacking Kathleen. No, Kathleen needs to go get her eye fixed. Or put a patch on. That's what
something.
I would do.
Or parrot.
You
want to
be memorable. Be the lady with the patch.
But even the National Organization of Women said that was, you know, inappropriate to use a picture like that.
What?
They said it was sexist.
How is it? All right, we're going to get into this. We'll come back. All
okay,
right. Now
all
you've
right.
stirred up a hornet's nest.
Awesome.
46 minutes after the hour. Right back with Kathleen Madigan live in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 51 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Your friend Jeff says what about the Michelle Bachmann?
She looks like one of those Village of the Damned children that grew up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sort of like a Cabbage Patch kid on crack.
Yeah.
They grew up, yes.
It's the eye.
It is the eye, yeah.
And it's the up close. I don't see how this is sexist, though. I mean, if you put her in an apron and she's holding, like, a vacuum, you know what I mean? You
right.
go, okay.
Right.
But
yeah.
this is just her headshot. Sorry, lady. Go get a new one.
And that was the other storyline that they were saying it was sexist to talk about her migraines, and I didn't get
that.
No,
that's not sexist at all.
Because I'm like, what? That's just a debilitating medical condition that affects both sexes, and it would affect your ability to, you know... Presumably be president if they're bad enough,
but
right?
What, now,
right, I mean, if things get weird and you have to go in the hospital for 2 days every time it gets weird.
Well there's a story, her staff said it's just they would go on for hours. Everybody in the staff knew. It's like, okay, she's in there,
she's
face
in,
down with the lights off, don't...
Yeah,
it'd
be kind of weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if that was the president.
Yeah.
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 Like, you'd just
you
be like, you know...
Knock lightly.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me.
We have Bin Laden in our sights. Not now. Okay. All right, we'll come back.
I said don't turn on the lights!
Whoa!
I got out!
Okay, sorry.
I don't think it's sexist. I mean, that's your headshot, lady. If I don't like mine, I get new ones taken.
Yeah.
Photoshop it. Do what we all do to have a pretty headshot.
Yeah.
Somehow that is online.
I ban almost every side shot of me in the sexy liberal, because I always look like I have, I don't know what,
rolls.
You know. Yes,
there's bad
don't.
Angles.
Right, exactly.
Just keep doing what Johnny Mathis does. Just cut everything off till it's just your eyes, and it says an evening of lovin'. That's my new headshot, because my eyes will always be okay for a while. It's just going to be my eyes. Go an evening of ha-ha. I don't think there's anything wrong with that cover. If that, I wonder where that photo came from. If that's available online somewhere.
It's a photo from her at a rally. You know, she didn't actually sit down for, you know,
it's just a
portrait.
Picture.
She's excited.
Because all the ones they used of Sarah Palin were totally awesome. Like, clearly.
I think that look was she had accidentally opened Marcus's dungeon door. And there was That's why you're a guy with a ball gag. Sorry, I'll come back.
No, but what Now was saying is that their point was that that kind of picture wouldn't be used for a male candidate. And I disagree, because there was that picture of Mark Warner from Virginia where he looked really washed out. I think Time magazine used it.
Oh, I think they would. I think when you put on the front of there, though, you wear, what does it say about rage? She's filled with rage.
Queen of rage.
You can't be the queen of rage with that accent.
That's why it never sounds rageful, because it's
that accent. She sounds peppy.
Would you come to Ames on Saturday? Would you give me your vote on Saturday?
What? Oh, God. Oh, you can't be that much of a lunatic when you have that. You can't. You're the lady next door who has extra butter when I need it.
Not with a flat, eh? You can't
be
that.
Yeah. So flat. I love that accent. You never think somebody like that. That's why I always couldn't believe Jeffrey Dahmer was a serial killer.
Yeah.
I'd have gone right into his apartment.
Sure.
A nice boy.
Yeah.
Works at the chocolate factory.
You can't sound rageful with that accent. You can't.
All right, here she is again.
We are going to get this AAA credit rating back. Mm. We're going to do it. And this is how we are going to do it. We're going to cut spending now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not what S&P
she
said.
She still thinks it's AAA with the car company.
Yes.
We are going to get this service back. If we have a flat tire, somebody's coming out here.
The country has a flat.
We're not
like
paying.
My flat A. Ken in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Someone needs to put the picture of Michelle Bachmann up on the wall and walk to the other side of the room to see if the eyes follow you.
Yeah, it's creepy. The eyes follow you.
Or maybe if you stare at it long enough, it's like one of those dot paintings.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a bat crazy Mona Lisa. It's just, the eyes are following me. Yeah. Let's go to Pat in Wisconsin. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Steph. I want to tell you, because I'm a real person in Wisconsin, not just, you know, because our family, three of our members work and are affected, two in education, one in city services. My grandson wants to be a firefighter, but they've cut funding to MATC, so he probably is going to struggle with that. But they want to destroy our waters. They want to put open pit mines near, you know, where, I mean, they don't care about the environment. I lived my whole life.
Yeah, I mean, Walker is raffling off Wisconsin to the Koch brothers, essentially.
But the worst thing, I mean, I don't even have, and that's not the worst thing, but I don't even have wireless internet because he wants to stop it. And out in the country, we still have dial-up.
Dear God.
You know,
do you have those? Are you calling me on one of those big 1940s rotary phones?
Sort of like that.
I would just call somebody with a computer.
They want to, we're talking about closing my local schools, so kindergartners have to ride an hour on a bus. You know, the township's going to have to decide if they're going to take care of the cemetery and pick up dogs, or, I mean, it's just draconian.
But go ahead.
The worst thing of all is I have a Down syndrome granddaughter, okay? Mm. And she gets Medicaid assistance because it's a responsibility for parents, even though they have insurance, to cover all the things they need. She needed hearing aids. And my daughter-in-law quick took her to the doctor in Madison to get the hearing aids fitted because we knew after July 1st she probably wasn't going to be able to get the hearing aids without paying for them. I mean, that's a personal experience that just is wrong.
I what do you feel are the chances of recalling Walker?
I don't know. I'm kind of bummed out this morning because I know all the things he's done besides workers' rights, and I'm frightened by what he will do. And so I don't know. I went to bed in November in a smart blue state and woke up in a stupid red state. I mean, that's a comedy line you might want to use. Funny, but that we lost Russ Feingold. We lost the best people.
Yeah, well, don't get mad. Get even. Get out there next cycle.
I'll bounce back.
All right. I know you will. All right, honey. It's going to take a day. That's right.
Yeah.
In the meantime, slam down your 1940s telephone. Be on the fainting couch.
Dial up.
Wow.
That must have taken her like an hour.
Seriously.
Just to get me on the phone.
They still have dial-up?
I would have to do Quaaludes to do work with dial-up. I mean, I'm too impatient. I'd just call somebody with a computer. Go to this website and tell me what's happening. And I'm impatient.
58 minutes after the hour. Right back with more with Kathleen Madigan on The Stephanie Miller Show.
gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. The chat room is so happy. Kathleen Madigan's here all 3 hours live
her.
In studio.
Do they? Well, I don't know what your chat room is, but I'll go in and look when I'm done.
Anytime you can get Kathleen Madigan to stop smoking, get out of her pajamas, and come somewhere.
I didn't even bring
day.
Cigarettes in for the smoke room. I didn't know there was a magical smoke room.
Oh, we were going to show you the terrace on the side of the building where you can smoke.
Oh, sad. Aww. We thought of everything.
Yeah, because we love that you came in for 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's a long time
we're
to go.
So happy.
It's okay. I can do it.
She walked in and she goes, it's dark out still.
How are we emergency services? What's going on? Did I become an EMT and I didn't know it?
Yes, we are.
That's the only people that should be up.
With the state of the country, we are comedy emergency services, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. By the way, KathleenMadigan.com. Check out all things Kathleen Madigan.
Especially the DVD Gone Madigan.
Oh. Hilarious.
It's hysterical.
Hilarious. Oh, and by the way, someone said, I'm so enjoying Kathleen Madigan, but I have to leave home. Is there some way to get a recording of it? Why? Chris, well, what could they do? They could get the StepCast for only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance.
That's right. You can do it anytime in the next 2 weeks because we keep 2 weeks' worth of archive up there.
That's
so,
right.
There
and
you go.
SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Lots of great new picks up from the Santa Fe show. Detroit coming up Saturday, August 20th with Aisha Tyler. And then the tour rolls on in September to Asheville, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Dear God, I'm exhausted already. Oh, by the way, I got a love letter from Wendy in Santa Fe. Oh, and actually not from Santa Fe. Staff, I live in Denver, the city by the bay.
Yeah.
And I was anxiously waiting for...
We love you, Denver! City by the bay!
Love you. Was anxiously waiting for an announcement the Sexy Liberal Show was coming here. When I heard you were coming to Santa Fe, I couldn't wait any longer. I bought my tickets, called my sister, told her to pack her bag. We're going to see Stephanie Miller. We dumped my kids, left her husband. I encourage that.
Yeah,
I encourage that. And left them to fend for themselves and made our road trip plans with glee. When we got to the theater, we were seated next to a cute couple who appeared to be my mother's age, 79, with paper white skin and blue veins. That one song was playing with the F word every other sentence. Oh, sexy mother. That one.
Yeah.
With every other sentence, I was afraid they were tourists who had wandered in by accident, so I cringed in my seat pretending we'd done the same. When the show started, I forgot about them until I noticed both of them laughing and slapping their knee after every joke. It was great seeing that being old doesn't mean you can't be a sexy liberal.
That's right. Yeah, you got that right, Missy.
Thank you, old sexy liberal. After the show, we met some friends who also made the pilgrimage from Colorado. They had tickets to the evening show. Of course, we told them they were in for a treat. So now we're all going to get our podcast. Only $4.95 a month. You can listen to everything Kathleen Madigan said like four times, and it's still funny.
Madigan. Close enough.
What did I say?
Madison. Sorry. Close enough.
I was thinking of Madison, the city.
That's right.
Madigan.
Madigan, Wisconsin.
Yes. Exactly.
Perfect. Buy it for $5.
Thank you for coming to Santa Fe, one of our favorite towns. Hope to see you in Denver, City by the Bay, next year. Thank you, Wendy.
Nothing else you can do for $5 anymore.
No.
But you can listen to the StuffCast.
Thank you.
Yep. Actually, if there's a hooker in Fresno, I think we'll do something for $5.
Really, Jim?
So I've heard.
Is that what you've heard? From somewhere? From somebody?
That's just an ad online. That's not real. Once you get there, it's $105.
Damn it!
That's not. That's just to trick you to
Inflation.
Get you there. $5! $5! Not $5.
No, it's not.
No.
All right. Voice DD, I was waiting for you for this one. Get me my Jehovah God ready. I guess we were playing this Michelle Bachman clip because it is a look like she's about to be raptured on Newsweek.
She might be.
The day is at hand. We are in the last days. Your Jehovah God.
Who's a good Jehovah dog?
Yeah.
Who's a good Jehovah dog?
Oh, Bethany,
how would you, much would you not would have wanted to bend one of those foster children? Like, you know what? I think I was good where I was. Really?
Now I'm with
the crazy lady telling me the world's going to end. You know what? I think I'd like to go back to the home.
Yeah, if you're like, you know when you get to pick your lobster out of the tank at the restaurant and just, you know, look, once they start looking sick, you don't want me. I don't.
Play dead. The Bachmans are coming back for another one. What? Play dead. Act crazier than them.
Yay! Anyway, Beth in Minneapolis. Right, Steph, I suddenly realized while listening to your audio clips that Michelle Bachman has two voices. One, the parent of a new puppy, and two, yeah. Rocket J. Squirrel.
That trick never works.
When you pull a rabbit out of my head, you'll never leave.
Moose and Squirrel.
I don't know. I've got a lot of those.
Moose and Squirrel.
I don't know which character exactly they mean. But anyway. Oh, and then we had a correction on the, what you call it. Justin writes, Steph, it wanted to point out it wasn't Randy Hopper that called the protesters slobs. Randy Hopper is the one whose wife signed the recall petition after informing a reporter he no longer lived there. But he was in with Madison with his mistress. With a slut.
Oops.
But she signed the recall, which is kind of hilarious. Yeah. Mm. It was nice. They knocked on the door, and she was happy to sign. All right, let's go to Cheryl in Wisconsin on the recalls. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Well, I'm really disappointed in last night.
Uh-huh.
And the person in Waukesha,
yes.
She should be in federal prison.
She's oh.
Making somebody's bitch. That's the way I feel about
oh.
it.
Oh, hello now.
Wow. Let's wake up.
Hell. Oh, are you talking about Kathy Nicholas? The
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. I hope they're doing some investigation because it's like, gee, Jim, just magically again, there was just weird results from Waukesha. Things, you know, late counting, last minute stuff.
Brad Friedman probably has something to say about that.
Yeah, exactly. Jessica in Chicago listens to Kathleen Madigan's DVDs endlessly. Hello, Jessica.
Yeah, hi. I listen to Kathleen Madigan over and over and over and 20, 30 times, and my family's like, really? Do you have a life? I'm like, no. And then I say, and then I try to tell them, like, oh, well, Kathleen Madigan said this really cool comedy bit, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, you can't. You're like, you know, I'm not Kathleen Madigan, so I'm always,
right.
like, really embarrassed. And they're like, please, just go, just...
Yeah,
like,
you torture your family trying to repeat Kathleen Madigan.
I listen to it at night, you know, so I'm at night in my bedroom, like, turning on the little CD.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
See?
Oh, Jess.
I like that a fan says
this
I have
so
no life.
This is so touching and sad at the same
I know,
time.
It
oh.
is.
All right.
I'm married and I'm still like a shut-in loser because I have like one emergency friend. They go, well, you know, who would you call if you like wanted to go out or like right away? And like, Sue? And like,
listen,
well,
Jessica, you and I are essentially the exact same person except that I get her live in studio just because. I can listen to you live. That's the only difference.
I wouldn't get out of bed either. I get it. You know, I seriously went to a lake in South Carolina to just go have fun and sit on a noodle on a lake and drink beer.
Yes.
And I went to this restaurant in Atlanta before, that's where I'd flown into, and the server girl at the end of the meal is like, okay, I don't want to say anything, but you're totally my favorite comedian. Oh, my God. She goes, are you performing in town? I go, no, I just came to get drunk in a lake and sit on a noodle. She goes, you were exactly what I'd hoped you'd be. And I thought, I don't know if that's a good thing or if you wanted me to be a drunk in a lake. Well, here I am.
Here I am.
I am your dream come true. I am drunk in my favorite place on a noodle in a lake with a nice hat and some sunblock.
Jazz and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jazz.
I can totally relate to the nice hat and on a noodle in a lake, of course.
Yeah.
But, dude, if you're seriously wanting to see some scary pictures,
yes.
Michelle Bachman ain't got nothing on Senator Alberta Darling. Go to the website.
Oh, yikes.
State Journal. That scary witch, okay? I'm just so sorry. Kathy Santa Claus, whatever her damn name is, out in Waukesha, can't get her act straight and put the votes on the actual official ballot.
Yeah, on the official computer.
On her personal laptop. I don't know what the hell. What's that all about?
Yeah, exactly. How is that even legal?
Yeah, how is that, though? How come no one's saying anything?
Yeah.
You can just bring in random laptops and go, look what I found?
Oh, look.
Yeah.
7,000 votes.
Oh. Now here's Charlie in Long Beach to make us feel bad because Michelle Bachman may have a condition of some sort, which we are mocking. Hello, Charlie.
Hi. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I am in no way offending. I hope I'm offended. No, I'm no way defending Michelle Bachman because she scares the crap out of me, and I do think she's bat bleep crazy.
Yes.
But she might have a condition called a strabismus, which is when the muscles in your eyes are of unequal lengths, and so your eye turns inward or outward. And there have been, like, Barbara Streisand, okay.
Hmm. See, I didn't notice one eye turning outward. I noticed both eyes looking equally crazy, looking forward.
Oh, okay. Well, I was looking at the picture online. I was, like, holding up my hand, you know, crevering half of her face, and the left eye seemed to be okay. It was the right eye that was going all blue.
I'll have to inspect it.
This
further.
Has been the conversation going on in her family, you realize, for 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, the left one. No, it's the right. No, it's just the angle.
Say?
I am not making fun of she has a condition. My question was, did they Photoshop it, or is it really doing that?
Does her family mock her behind her back with, like, those glasses with eyes on springs?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the eyes to start rotating in opposite directions.
Little pinwheels, Okay. Would you like the fun facts?
In the final days.
Oh, yeah. That's you know, so we're in the final
creepy.
Days.
I don't want somebody in charge that thinks this is last call. You can't be that hopeful if you think the world's soon going to end. I mean, at what point, why do anything? I mean, really, it's just to run up the credit cards and call it a loss.
Those
are
your two least favorite words in the world, aren't they? Last call.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah. All right.
That takes some
chutzpah.
All right. These are the Michelle Bachmann racist fun facts. She tends to make a lot of slavery analogies, you know.
She loves willy-nilly. That topic. Mm-hmm. She loves the topic.
She keeps stepping in the... Bachmann's must-read list included a book that claims blacks were better off nearly every way under slavery.
Is that the Pat Buchanan oeuvre?
No. it is very similar to the Pat Buchanan.
Pat wrote the foreword.
Yes. She already made one slavery-related gaffe, signing the, you know, that pledge from the Iowa family leader that included language, suggesting black children were better off under slavery than they are under the first black president today.
That. Right.
She offered a half-hearted apology at the time. However, The New Yorker's new piece says that Bachmann's worldview on slavery goes much deeper. In 2002, then-state Senator Bachmann's campaign posted a must-read list of books, one of them Call of Duty, The Sterling Nobility of Robert E. Lee by J. Stephen Wilkins, who had some of the following thoughts. Slavery, as it operated in the pervasively Christian society, which was the Old South, was not an adversarial relationship founded on racial animosity.
No. Those people agreed.
Yeah, they enjoyed
it. They said, wait, you have a boat? We can go to America?
What? In fact, it bred on the whole, not contempt, but over time, mutual respect.
Oh.
This produced a mutual esteem of the sort that always results when men give themselves to a common cause.
Sure.
For instance, you pick my cotton, and I'll beat you if you don't. See?
Yeah.
It's a common...
I'll beat you if you do.
Yes.
It's a hobby.
Yeah. This credit for the startling reality must go to the Christian faith. Wilkin goes on to claim that slavery existed on a, quote, relationship of trust and esteem, and that positive race relations may have progressed further if the pro-slavery South had won the war.
For the War of Northern Aggression.
And that Lee, despite being a slave owner himself, never held any animosity for blacks. He liked each and every black that he owned.
I love them. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much I paid for them? Of course I love them. Seriously,
after explaining
If I was her at this point, I'd just go, I can't even read. I don't know why I said that. I literally cannot read. I made that up.
I've got one more sentence. After explaining the cruelty and barbarism of pagan Africa, he goes on to say the fact was, and is easily demonstrable, that taken as a whole, there is no question that blacks in this country, slavery notwithstanding, are immeasurably better off in nearly every way than they were in Africa. And I think, as Aisha suggested, they get to keep the nice, you know, they're not chains, they're ankle bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that part.
That's part of her reading list?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what made her eyes go all googly and start spinning in opposite directions.
What am I thinking of? It's like one of those little things you shake and the eyes go.
Exactly. One of those things.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Maybe she's like one of those Russian dolls, and if you just open her up, there's more of her in
smaller,
but they have
but still crazy eyes.
Right, because those things have crazy eyes.
Maybe the eyes get crazier as they get smaller.
Yeah, maybe it's just an eye at the bottom. That's the last thing, one crazy eye. I hope she does really well in Iowa. And they just keep
Iowa?
More... get it? And more of the crazies are—they're all in. I love it. Now, what's his face is in.
She put the crazy eye in Iowa.
They're playing the bass for everybody.
Yeah.
It's Republicans gone wild.
Yeah.
The only one that seems to be staying out is that John Huntsman. He doesn't seem to be playing the Iowa game.
Yeah.
But
it's like
Keyhaw
and crack the Iowa primary. I love it. It's just—it's literally the craziest ones always wins, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 19 minutes after the hour. Right back with more Kathleen Madigan live in studio. And we have Representative Jan Schakowsky coming up. Back with more Kathleen Madigan live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Side effects may include loss of clothing, rug burn, shortness of breath, and sore abdominals the next morning. What in the world is up?
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. Who is that guy?
It is. I know I'm not current on that information. Hi! 26 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP1.
That's the
Al Gore channel.
Yes, indeed it is. I haven't found it yet. Have you?
No,
do you have it?
Very nearly.
I have it. Do you?
Yeah.
I'm such a slut. I've been cheating with Lawrence O'Donnell for such a long time now. I know I need to.
It's up in the four digits, I think, somewhere.
It is. Yeah. I'm going to go check it out. All right.
I very nearly was on Jimmy Kimmel last night doing Al Gore.
You were?
Global warming. No, I almost was.
Why
but they
not?
Canceled the bit.
Bastard people.
I was literally on the way to the Jimmy Kimmel studios in Hollywood.
And
if you'd have made it on
TV. Damn you, Kimmel.
And if you'd have signed it, you would have gotten paid anyway.
Oh, well.
Damn.
But it was all about Al Gore calling out the climate change dissenters. And you should really watch that. It's amazing. Or listen to it, rather.
Awesome. Well, I can only imagine.
I have the transcript here, actually.
Do it, Jim.
Yeah, do it.
I can only imagine the thrill for you to be able to do it here on the Stephanie Miller
the
Show.
The model
instead.
Of media manipulation used by the tobacco industry back then transported whole cloth into the climate debate, and some of the exact same people, I can go down a list of their names, are involved in this. So what do? They pay pseudoscientists to pretend to be scientists to put out the message this climate thing is nonsense. Man-made CO2 doesn't trap heat. It may be volcanoes. Bull!
Oh.
Leaks. It may be sunspots. Bull!
Oh.
It's not getting warmer. Bull!
Sorry. Okay, that's good. I'm sorry.
It's good to see him angry.
Yeah. Where was that guy a long time ago?
Exactly.
Well, I think we'll just have a recount of the votes, and it'll be fair and fine.
All right, I quit.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just going to go home and get fat.
No, I didn't. Oh, okay.
Fox says I didn't? Okay, then I must not have. Lavender Pitt, the official roller derby queen of the Stephanie Miller Show in Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Lavender.
Morning, Mama. Morning, Mooks. How are we today?
Good morning. Go ahead.
I was thinking about the last time we were talking about Kathy Chippewa and her amazing magic laptop.
Yes.
And, I remember calling in to let people know that since I have worked as an election clerk, it is illegal to have a personal computer in the polling place or to use for polling business. At least it is in Arizona. And if it's illegal in Arizona, what is it in Wisconsin?
It's illegal if you're a Democrat, apparently.
That makes sense then.
As most things Republicans do, Jim, we ask again, can they do that? And I guess apparently the answer
did.
Is yes.
So,
apparently.
But my computer says yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand how you can get away with that.
I know. I've asked a few people that have called in, officials.
Well, I think Democrats cave. You know, they say, really? You found them in a computer?
Okay.
All right. Did you say so?
Yeah.
No.
Gack. Jim in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Stephanie. I just want to say for the people of Wisconsin, I'm very proud of you. I give you praise. Do not hold your head down. If you look, there's a lot of ultra-conservative voters in Wisconsin. A lot of these incumbents have been there a long time. And look how close that District 8 went down to the final wire.
Yep.
Look at the fact that two others got kicked out. Okay, you didn't get the three spots, but you got two.
Yeah.
But two more that Scott Walker's got to face.
Which is no small feat. Those are Republican districts. So, we will keep on fighting the good fight. Speaking of fighting the good fight, the rockin' congresswoman from the great state of Illinois, Representative Jan Schakowsky, next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'll admit I may have seen better days, but I'm still not to be had for the price of a cocktail.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. Well, John Boehner and his friends have been screaming for months now, where are the jobs, Mr. President? Meanwhile, they have not put forward one jobs bill. If only somebody would... Oh, look, it's Representative Jan Schakowsky on the phone who has a jobs bill. Why... What the Congresswoman? What is with you actually doing things for the American people?
Well, it's a simple idea here that if you want to create jobs, create them.
Yes.
If you want people hired, hire them. This isn't the total answer, but it's 2.3 million people back to work doing things that need to be done at a very reasonable price. according to economists, could lower the unemployment rate by 1.3%. That would be a good thing.
Wow. 2.2 million jobs is what the bill aims to create, correct?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, doing stuff like fixing up our schools and improving our parks with young people, teachers, firefighters, policemen that are being laid off. We're going to have a mayor today that is in danger of having to lay off police. That's not good. Make our streets less safe. Healthcare workers, about 40,000 of them, to expand access in underserved rural and urban communities. We're going to provide jobs for rehabbing and homes and weatherization in a community core. These are things that need to be done, and we're going to provide the workers to do them, and they're going to have money in their pocket, and they're going to go out and buy stuff.
Well, I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, this whole, obviously, debt fight has been exhausting for all of us. For you, I can imagine, really exhausting, because, I mean, it just, here we go again.
I'm exhausted because I was in Wisconsin yesterday. In the knocking on doors for in the PASH race against Alberta Darling. So
Well, I mean, but you know, again, I think it is unprecedented. We took back even two, right, in Republican districts.
Absolutely.
And I want to get your take, since you brought up Wisconsin, Congresswoman, about Scott Walker. I mean, if from what I'm hearing on the ground there, it seems like there's a very real chance he's going to get recalled. What do you think?
Oh, his numbers are very bad, and I think that the Wisconsin people, I tell you, I've never seen people more fired up, and I cannot imagine that this is going to put out the fire. I just don't think so at all.
And Congresswoman, I don't know if you saw the CNN poll. I mean, literally, approval rating for Republicans at historic lows.
Right.
I mean, you know, so I'm maybe more hopeful than most going into this next election cycle. Are you?
Well, I am, and I don't want to step on my own message here. I'm also hopeful that if they do smart things, if we do smart things, like say we are not helpless in the face of this economic crisis that we're in, and we're not helpless in the face of the unemployment, that you know, we're going to do better and better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I can see what you're going to be up against again in Congress, because S&P clearly said the reason for the downgrade was revenues, that, you know, nobody is looking at revenues. And, you know, from what the story today is, Eric Cantor acknowledges S&P's warnings on taxes but urges his colleagues to ignore them.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just irrational, as we know, the policies, and hopefully more and more Americans will understand that this has been the Tea Party downgrade, that the problems that we're in are truly man-made, or maybe boy-made. I don't know. Sometimes I think it's like a junior high class. That
non-pea eaters,
we're
yes.
Dealing. Yeah. You know, and start doing some just really sensible things, taking the bull by the horns, being bold, and saying, if we need jobs, are we going to continue to just try and incentivize big corporations that are sitting on $2 trillion to try to beg them to hire somebody? No, they will hire somebody when the real job creators, that's regular people who are out there spending money, are out there spending money.
Right.
Then they'll
right.
hire people.
Well, and, you know, once again, polling shows that the American people agree with you. Jobs are their number one concern,
totally.
You know, not the deficit. New York Times and CBS News poll, by the way, found that half of Americans, in fact, support the inclusion of new revenues in the debt deal. Numerous polls have shown wide support for ending the Bush tax cuts. So, I mean, this is what gets frustrating for you, isn't it?
And that's why I say to my colleagues, have the courage to stand up and follow. Follow the American people. They're telling you. They're sensible. They're asking you, please, you know, do things like ask millionaires and billionaires to pay more. Do things like focus on jobs, not just talk about jobs. And so, you know, I'm hopeful.
Well, and your bill is called Emergency Jobs to Restore the American Dream Act. And what, again, boy, in your particular makeup of your Congress, what do you think the chances are? It seems like Republicans have done nothing but talk about jobs, and they've not put forward one jobs bill, have they?
Not a single jobs bill. Well, we have this huge coalition nationally around the country that is really promoting this idea, and I'm hoping that at some point the voice of the American people actually gets through, and that ordinary people are not going to just put up with the talk isn't going to be good enough anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. That's what we need doers like Representative Jan Schakowsky, the rocking congresswoman of the great state of Illinois. Thanks as always for your time, Congresswoman.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right. Thank you. There she goes, and she's exhausted.
Yeah.
From Wisconsin. And likely there might have been beer involved.
Maybe,
as you pointed out.
Just a little bit. Wisconsin. Everybody, you know what's great about in Wisconsin? Everybody gets their own tavern.
Yeah, yeah. Really. See, I didn't know that.
That's why I work there about five times a year. Sometimes you just need the quiet space of your own tavern.
Yes.
Glad John Boehner won't ever go there because there's a tavern.
Oh, God.
Let's go to Mike in Phoenix here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Stephanie. I don't want to ruin your morning.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I just want to know, why is it not hypocritical to make fun of the way gay people, you know, especially gay men acting, you know, like more feminine than masculine?
You mean like Marcus Bachmann?
Marcus Bachmann.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Okay.
But yet, somebody... Yeah, like you people make fun of the way Bachman exercises her religious rights.
Yeah, you people.
How did I make fun of how she exercises her religious rights?
Oh, please, play it back. You know, you play that tape of her.
Oh, the Jehovah God.
In prayer, yes.
Well, it's just because she sounds like she's talking to a puppy. That's all.
Okay. But, you know,
for a toddler.
Even, you know, they act real feminine.
No, the joke is just that she treats God like a toddler. That was what that was about. I'm not making fun of her. She can do whatever she wants with her religion. Well, except do dangerous reparative therapy on gay people, which clearly doesn't work.
Oh, so it's not dangerous to make fun of a religious person, but it is dangerous.
I'm not making fun of her religion.
Excuse me?
I said I'm not making fun of her religion.
Well, so if I just, you know, make fun of some gay man in a tutu, that's not making fun of him?
Okay, sir, we play the actual audio of Marcus Bachmann. Is that making fun of him? This is Marcus Bachmann. Take
you
a listen.
You have to understand, barbarians need to be educated. They need to be disciplined.
Okay, so that does not a little... Is there not a little whiff of funny in there, hypocrisy, that he...
And it's not
does Christian
funny.
Reparative therapy? He tries to pray the gay away from people.
I'm not talking about Christian therapy. I'm talking about making fun of the way she prays, or somebody.
I'm not making fun of the way she prays.
You're exactly what you're doing.
You people stop
making
fun of people.
I know you are, but what am I?
That's what you
all
people
right.
do. You people.
You people. That's not a very inclusive way to start a conversation, is it, Kathleen?
If you educate a barbarian, now he's not a fun barbarian. Now he's an educated
he's
person who's just boring in the office.
Yeah.
Barbarians are fun. Let's not forget who brings a little life to the party. The barbarian.
You don't want to crush a barbarian spirit.
No. Well, you might want to try and discipline. Well, if you discipline, you get to see the resistance, and that's fun. But the little fight and the struggle. But, yeah, there you
Ms.
go.
Rocky.
Some barbarians pay high prices for that's in right. New York at secret
sure.
clubs. Just saying.
Barbarian clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Well, that was a weird phone call.
Yeah.
You get some weird
mm-hmm.
ones.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could mm-hmm. handle as a nice Libra. I don't know if I could deal with that on a daily basis.
I'm a Libra, too. Oh, isn't that magic?
You've got a
Libra
tougher...
people. You do that stuff, you people.
You've got a tougher skin than I.
Mm.
I wrote one joke
Libra,
on Twitter about London and some
Libra
lady.
Drinking comedy women. No wonder we love each other. Steve in Orange County.
Hey, I just wanted to say that guy who was just on the air, he sounded a little lispy himself.
Oh, I don't know.
He played back the tape and the way he said, ow. I mean, I think somebody has a little secret that he wants to share with us.
All right.
Maybe
he's
a secret barbarian? Is that
why would a gay man be in a tutu anyway? That's called drag. That's
yes,
not really
that's
just
different.
Being a gay man.
Yeah. All right. What's that? What's the matter? What do you have?
Al Sharpton?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
Listen, you said, I have to say, Al Sharpton, he is Garrett Morris. In other news,
Gentlemen, this mole from Cisco, yep. Franco, is still dead.
It is TV for the hard of hearing.
It's my dad's new favorite show. He can hear everything. I'm like, wow, if everybody was loud as Al, Dad could throw the hearing aids out. He could sit way in the kitchen and hear the family room. He loves it. I don't know how somebody at MSNBC hasn't addressed that.
Somebody, apparently yesterday, he sent us a clip. The teleprompter failed. Oh, dear. Yesterday. Yeah.
To build a movement of resistance. But resist, we much, we must, and we will much about that be committed.
Oh, dear.
Joining me now.
Oh, dear.
That's how I finished every essay question on the SAT.
Feeling
that about whatever, goodbye.
Actually,
goodbye.
That translates into German perfectly, I think.
The blue book.
Is he, like, auditioning? He kind of is, right?
Well, I was saying I don't have anything against Al Sharpton. He just, he doesn't, like, he's used to being the one that's, you know, debating the issue on one side, so he doesn't really let anybody else talk. He just sort of yells, and I don't understand.
I have a show for a while, and I'm going to be here loud and talking to the prompter.
You know, actually, it would be really entertaining if they give him a show with Chris Matthews, and then they just shout over each other for, like, an hour.
Fair enough.
Okay. Wow. And Pat Buchanan just sitting there shaking his head going, has anyone read my book? It's about cooking, but the last chapter is we're running out of white people. Is anyone concerned besides me? Am I the only one concerned that we're running out of white people? Seriously.
It's a book of white recipes.
Did you see when Pat Buchanan called President Obama your boy to Al Sharpton last week?
Yeah.
And his head exploded. His original hairstyle came back. He did,
Yeah.
No.
Well, really, it's Pat Buchanan versus Al Sharpton. This is the fight I wake up to. What is that? Time travel? Could we please talk about somebody under the age of 80 that has something to say about something? Because Pat was saying, well, that's a boxer term. Maybe from the 10s, 1910s. I got my boy in the ring. Pat, you're saying,
My boy, Jack Dempsey.
Yeah.
Yes, for the intervening several decades, it has been a racist slur.
Yes.
Okay, 47 minutes after the hour, back with more with Kathleen Madigan live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Stephanie. Listen, today's show exists just to be a love fest for Kathleen Madigan. Leslie in Long Beach can one-up the woman that has listened to Gone Madigan endlessly. Leslie has memorized the entire thing. Hello, Leslie. You're on with Kathleen Madigan.
Oh, my God. I do. I have every damn line of that thing memorized. And just for fun, I, like, randomly text lines from it to people throughout the day.
Oh, boy.
And they're like, oh, God, she's gone mad again. But anyway.
Kathleen Madigan, really, truly an unhealthy obsession, clearly, for people.
It's bad. Well, we're both Irish, so I have this connection. But, Steffi, today is my birthday. I'm 52.
Happy birthday!
Which I think makes me just slightly younger 60. Than you, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you're older than me, you biatch.
Listen, in all seriousness, I wanted to talk about that headache issue. My father passed away at a very young age. He was only 36, and I was really small, but he suffered his whole life with just debilitating migraines. My mother's told me about how he would have to just put himself in a room literally for 2 or 3 days.
Oh, no, I mean, Leslie, I think that, you know, you can't paint with one brush because there's obviously degrees of it, but you're exactly right. It sounds to me like her degree of it absolutely should be an issue for the leader of the free world.
And I'm not that crazy about her in all seriousness, but I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Yeah.
I honestly wouldn't, but I do think it's a real issue that does need to be discussed, and it's clearly not sexist. That's just nonsense.
Yeah, no, my best friend has migraines, and, you know, but again, I think it not to that degree where she can't work or you know, is that debilitated, but some people are, as you said, your dad and it clearly Michelle Bachman.
Oh, yeah, I had a son, and I had 29 years ago, and I've had 4 knee operations, and I would much rather have either of those than one of those headaches.
Yikes. Yep, exactly. All right, Leslie, thank you. Oh, my goodness, looky here. The Playboy interview with Levi Johnson's sister includes Palin family drug allegations. Oh, dear.
Oops.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that might be an explanation.
Yeah, exactly.
And an acceptable one.
Explanation word salad for also, too.
Also
not
too.
Coordinating words to thought.
In addition.
Also, too, in addition, supplemental.
Okay. All right. Over at, by the way, speaking of Palin, sorry, that's not the one I meant to hit. What's big journalism? That's Andrew Breitbart's thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Strange complaint from right-wing website. The mainstream media is refusing to report, Jim, that former Bears coach Mike Ditka heaped praise on Sarah Palin.
So? And why is that a story?
Why
would we report anything Mike Ditka said?
That's what I said.
Unless he's coming back to coach the Bears.
Something.
I don't think anyone...
I think Breitbart's coming back to coach the Bears.
In the Post, they seek to help explain the mainstream media's refusal to cover Ditka's kind words for Palin. No, not that a former football coach saying nice things about a former half-turned governor and unsuccessful vice presidential candidate doesn't rank too high on the list of newsworthy events, but that media figures fear Ditka. Oh, that's it. That must be it.
Yeah, because they know he's going to do another video in 80s sunglasses.
Why do they keep inviting that guy on TV? Breitbart, I mean.
Yeah, I don't. I know. I don't know. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we, kids? Oh, Gretchen Carlson and Steve Doocy. Sorry to do this to you.
Where his message, again, is very popular at these fundraisers where he says that he inherited most of this problem.
Yes.
And so that appears to be what the campaign message is going to be 3 years into his presidency. Somewhere inside, they must be doing internal polling that this is working.
Well, what he really inherited from George Bush was a AAA
Thank you.
Credit rating. And now we're down to AA plus.
Dope. Steve Doofus.
What? Yeah.
How dare you opine?
By the way, it's not internal polling. In every poll, people Bush for the economic state we're in.
Because it was a disaster.
Yes.
All this happened in 2008 while Bush was still in office. And it was
yes. And it always drives me crazy when they say, well, you know, all you need to do is use common sense. Just use common sense. Use it like your home and your checkbook at your dining room table. That's always the really? Well, I've never sat at my dining room table and went, oh, by the way, I started a $1 trillion war. There's expenses that are off.
From my checkbook.
Yeah. Right.
And
whoops.
I forgot to write it. You know, you whoops. Forgot to write it in the ledger. Uh-huh. Like,
I attacked the neighbors. That was costly.
Oh, jeez.
This month.
Yeah.
It's not common sense because it's not a common problem. I'm so over. So overtired with common sense. I don't want anybody with common sense. I have that. I want someone much smarter than me in charge.
And you didn't have a $1.6 billion surplus or whatever it was and just flush it down the toilet.
You're right. Like, oh, I forgot. I got that rocket launcher that I blew up my neighbor's house.
I bought
with,
an aircraft carrier and it sank.
And then I bought Iraq. That was expensive. Yeah, that was... Afghanistan was a steal,
you know
but
what happened?
That's not turning
You're
out.
About to write it in the ledger and the doorbell rings and you know how it is. And they Okay, Bill O'Reilly.
The Tea Party downgrade?
Mm.
The Tea Party groundbreak?
Yes.
Come on. Half the Tea Party Congress people voted to compromise on a debt deal. The party basically wants a smaller government. Certainly a legitimate point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Only far-left zealots are going to buy that the Tea Party is the cause of the present economic chaos.
Oh, please. Oh.
Because, as mentioned, those zealots will never admit their economic policies are a disaster.
Mm. Actually, once again, in every single poll that's just been out, people blame the Tea Party. Yeah, but I guess all those polls done by far-left zealots like me. Okay, Mark Stein on Hannity.
You can object to the wars on moral grounds and all kinds of other grounds, but you can't object to the wars. The wars are irrelevant compared to $1 trillion of stimulus tossed into the Potomac to float out to sea.
Oh, I see. Iraq war, jobs. Good spending.
Yeah.
Infrastructure, stimulus money, bad. Okay.
If you have a British accent, you shouldn't be allowed to speak on this issue.
Speaking
anyway.
As an American, I find this reprehensible.
Yes. What's going on in your country?
That guy's an irritant. All right, 58 minutes after, we finish up Right Wing World as we continue live with Kathleen Madigan in the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's
The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie... What? I'm here. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Kathleen Madigan and I both working with a wicked hangover this morning. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Kathleen Madigan, all 3 hours live in studio with us. She's still here.
Awesome. I haven't gone off the rails and left for Dunkin' Donuts, and I've thought about it twice. But I haven't. Discipline, Kathleen. Discipline.
And I think for the first time ever, not only did she come in for free, she just gave me a coin, a shiny coin. She bought me a bottle of water, and then she paid me.
I'm handing out dollars. That's how good comedy's going. I walk in here. Good morning, radio people. Can I get anything from the break room? About some waters and extra dollar coins that are falling out of that machine that I haven't seen since I was a child. Another fine effort by the United States government to create dollars as coins, and they missed the mark because it's the same size and weight as a quarter.
Yep. All right. By the by, KathleenMadigan.com, the website, you've got to see her live in person. You've got to get the DVD. StephanieMiller.com, our website. SexyLiberal.com, our Sexy Liberal website. August 20th coming up next in Detroit is the next show. SexyLiberal.com, SexyLiberal on Facebook. Check it out. All right. And now, in honor of Kathleen Madigan, a story about beer. Here we go. This is just a do-not-do kind of thing. Beer salute leads to arrest on fourth DWI charge. West Monroe, Louisiana police booked a man with a fourth offense DWI after another driver reported that he lifted a beer in salute and then wove off down the road.
Good for him. Don't blame him. They have drive-thru daiquiris in Louisiana. Yeah. Let's blame the drive-thrus. That's what I'd plan it on. It's not my fault that I just drove through here handing someone money and somebody handed me alcohol.
How did I know that you would know every drinking fun fact in the United States?
A lot of fun facts on drinking.
Yeah.
That's why I keep touring the country, collecting more facts. It's all about the bars, the local flavor, as I like to call it.
For instance, what else did we learn earlier today, Jim? Everyone in Wisconsin gets their own tavern.
Yay!
Just when you move there, here's your tavern.
And it's illegal in Missouri to drink beer out of a bucket. And if you think I'm making that up, Google it.
Is that a real problem?
It got out of hand at some point, and they went, you know what, make them use a glass. This is ridiculous, and they're getting too hammered. So,
and they're running out of buckets.
You can Google that. That's my home state,
Google
and those are the things we're working on.
All right. Every now and again, I try to do a story in this economy. If you don't have a job, if you hate your job, at least your job is not collecting elephant semen.
Ooh,
which is not a... I don't even understand how you would... Anyway, Project Frozen Dumbo is awaiting elephant semen.
Oh, is that real?
Starring Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary.
No, that was Operation Dumbo Drop. Sorry.
Operation Dumbo.
Drop, apparently.
Operation Dumbo come. All right. I meant by that. Zoo officials trying to establish North America's first elephant sperm bank have been slowed by bureaucratic hurdles, but hope South African officials will approve a shipping frozen elephant semen to the U.S. in about a month. Scientists collect these samples last year, and again, the mind kind of reels. Did they give them reading material? Are there elephant fluffers?
Why are we doing it? Are we running out of elephants?
Yes, like, it's a good thing. Scientists collected the samples as a project called Project Frozen Dumbo, a 2-year international effort to help preserve elephants and breed them in captivity without having to ship animals from zoo to zoo, you see.
And Marcus Bachman said, I am still there!
No, the problem is because they're running out of planes because Governor Chris Christie uses all of the planes that are large enough to actually transport. And so they need to...
Is there elephant porn that they use to...
As you know, we have the oddest assortment of listeners in the world. Somebody knows how they collect elephant...
Do we really need to hear this?
Yes!
Okay.
Of course we need to hear this.
I bet if you Google elephant and then put the word pee, it'll go to porn.
Yeah.
Does it exist somewhere?
Yeah. Does a guy have a card? Like, I'm an elephant fluffer. That's what I do.
Just give me an hour. Just me and him.
You dim the lights. Put on some Nat King Cole. All right. Hey, let's finish up the right-wing world, shall we? Rush Limbaugh on the riots in London.
Do any of you wonder why what's happening in London is happening?
I'm going to guess
it's
Obama's
fault. Most people have no clue what the London riots are really about, and it's not hooliganism.
Hooliganism.
This, folks, this is what we have in store. We're on this path. These are the equivalent of Obama voters.
See? I knew it would be his
United States.
I see. Okay, so I thought I was joking at first, Kevin, but it's President Obama's fault that people of London are rioting.
Yeah, see, the Obama voters, we don't have that kind of energy.
Yeah, we don't.
To show up at a riot?
I don't have the energy for hooliganism, do you?
No.
What the hell is it even?
It's about nothing.
The austerity measures being foisted on England right now.
Right.
And you know, it's the same, you know, it's the shock doctrine.
Right.
It's happening everywhere.
Right.
And Naomi Klein is locked in the basement somewhere because she should be on every TV show every night.
Yeah, but, I think it has something to do with gallivanting.
It's a close cousin.
It's hooliganism. My mother yelled at us after 7 highballs. I know that.
Stop the hooliganism. Where's your father?
My mom's favorite word, lollygagging.
Lollygagging.
Stop lollygagging.
I actually still use that.
Yeah.
That's
how
old I am.
What means lollygag?
It means you're being lazy and you're wasting time. Let's move along, chapter.
And you've made a living at it.
Yeah. I've lollygagged into a job that I only work 1 hour a night. So, I know.
I bet you we've all had a teacher somewhere say, "Well, I don't know where you think you're going to get with that those kind of wisecracking."
Yeah, really, Kathleen, you think that's funny? Try and make a living at it. Okay, Sister Mary Frances, I'll take your challenge. There's an open mic night at the Fun Bowl, and I'm going.
All right. Steve Ducey on the Fox and Friends.
You know, straight ahead on the rundown, remember the big showdown in Wisconsin over the budget? Remember that sit-in? Well, today Republican lawmakers are facing a recall. Up next, a GOP lawmaker who could lose her job just for voting to bring unions under control.
Oh, that's all it was?
She's just bringing them under control.
Union hooligans.
Yep.
And they're lollygagging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ann Coulter on Fox News.
Democrats are simply lying. They don't care if this country becomes Zimbabwe as long as they keep getting elected in.
Zimbabwe, because we have a black president. See? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that
no, this country's becoming Mexico with the money in the hands of a few people, no environmental laws, no unions, no health for food or...
Yeah.
Work safety.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, all right.
Where is she even still speaking?
I know.
Who's so booking
like
her?
Isn't she like a relic? You're like, oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Was she just in the hall when our other guests fell out? What's going
she's
on?
Just, right. She's always
understand.
In the waiting room.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, is anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She's like the last person picked in, like, dodgeball now. Just, okay.
Yeah, well, right. We got nobody else.
You can't, Dana Loesch, no, she's not busy, okay. Sippy Cup, no, all right. She's like the Norma Desmond of right-wing world.
Where was she on that one, do we even know, or is it just...
Fox Business. She's been downgraded, hasn't she? Yeah.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
All right. Here's a Bad John Part 2. Call it an anatomical stakeout. Authorities recovered a diamond ring a Chicago man allegedly stole and swallowed by doing what parents do when kids swallow a crayon or a penny. They wait for it to complete its journey.
Oh, boy.
Through the, So someone had to wait for that and get it out. Get the ring out of the poo.
Nice.
I just, you know me.
Another one, bad job. Right up there with
just
elephant
saying.
Fluffer. Maybe it's the same guy.
Mary in San Francisco, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Yeah, you used to have a really bad job.
You guys are totally cracking me up. And Irish Doors, my friend's from Ireland, Andrew's from Ireland, and says your accent is quite good. And he's very picky, so that's well done there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anyway, the reason the Republicans have failed to put forward a jobs bill or any bill that might help America is because they're afraid Obama will get credit for anything positive that happens in this country. And so their plan is to run this country into the ground by 2012.
Right. Yeah.
So and then make him a one-term president.
Don't turn around and expect them to actually propose anything helpful.
Yeah.
And also, let's all bear in mind, they were cheering when we were downgraded.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's ironic because all those people who were cheering, most of them are now going to have to pay more on their mortgages.
I know.
So,
I know, idiots.
Their
and same people
just went up. And
right.
They just are, oh, it's great. Wonderful.
Same people cheering
us.
Americans losing the Olympics. It's like you're absolutely right. They just, it is, you know, Obama derangement syndrome.
Yes, it certainly is.
All right, honey. Okay. Let's do Bev and Madison real quick before break. Hello, Bev.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you a little tidbit. Back in the day, I'm older than you, so that I no longer get my period.
Yes.
Okay. Michelle Bachman, because
men just cannot handle any mention of lady. Uh huh. So go ahead. What?
The moral of the story is, every time I got my period,
uh-huh.
I got a migraine. And maybe that's Michelle Bachman's problem.
Oh, all right. Can you see how men just cannot handle it? They can't even see the box on the back of the toilet.
There's just coming to a normal medical explanation for something, and both of you are under the table right now with blankets over your ears.
It's the best form of feminine protection. You should use that instead of a gun. Just whip a tampon. So men just can't even handle it. Can't just don't. It's super plus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me.
No. Yep.
No. I'll do it.
No. No. Don't dare me. I brought my big purse today. My big blue bag.
17 minutes after the hour. Back with more with comedian Kathleen Madigan live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. Kathleen Madigan live in studio. See, I told you someone would know how they get elephant semen. Boy. Okay, Paul in Omaha, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Paul.
Hi there. Thanks. I've read this because apparently before they developed this technique, every time there was a successful insemination, a zookeeper died.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Now they do it, the elephant is unconscious. Basically, they knock him out, and while he's out, they give him a suppository with a rebar.
Oh, boy. So it's how Republicans have sex, mostly, because that's there's a lot of stories of Republicans attacking people while they're sleeping. Okay, go ahead.
After that, it's a Sears diehard, some jumper cable, and a bucket.
All right. I think you're making that part up, Paul. Okay.
Actually, I'm watching a YouTube of the very procedure.
What? Ah, really, Jim? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Pay attention. Now...
playing music and just having a cigarette. And
really?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
He really is watching the
There are a lot of these stories. Chris, where was it? In Illinois. Oh, it was young Republican chairman.
Yeah.
He, another guy was sleeping, and he tripped, and accidentally the other guy's ended up in his mouth. Whoops. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, what is this? Mike and Raleigh has sent us help stop Obama derangement syndrome. All right.
Then. Canyon socialist Muslim.
Meet Skeeter.
He raised taxes 14 times.
As you can tell, Skeeter is afflicted with Obama derangement syndrome. Skeeter is unable to distinguish wild fantasy from reality. There is no cure, but there is hope.
He's arrogant.
For less than the price of 2 decaf triple lattes, you can sponsor someone with Obama derangement syndrome.
All he does is blame Bush for everything Bush did.
With your help, Skeeter and thousands like him can receive the equivalent of an 8th grade education.
Death panel.
Learning basic civics, economics, science.
He had a big hip-hop barbecue.
And hygiene.
Community organizer, communist, Hitler.
We might not be able to cure him.
They're not rich people, they're job creators.
But we might prevent Skeeter from running for a second congressional term.
Obama's in cahoots with Barbara Streisand and Al Gore, who has a big house.
Please help us erase Obama derangement syndrome.
Madrasa.
A half-baked thought is a terrible thing to waste.
Ah! How much do we love Mike and Raleigh? Thank you, Mike.
Ah, communist Hitler, Muslim,
socialist, freedom hater,
Jill in Ithaca. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Stephanie. Hello. I'm the bringer of the the gang. I'm the bringer of the Jenny Cream Ale.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Syracuse. Yeah, anyway, what happened yesterday to illustrate what an idiot that Rush Limbaugh is. Mm-hmm. He had half information. He just knew Obama canceled the press conference, so he was calling Obama a coward because the stock market went down, and he was claiming Obama was hiding.
Yes, and he and was. And tell us where he was.
He was at Dover Air Force Base when the unfortunate, you know, timing of the people whose loved ones died in Afghanistan. So he was seeing the remains, something that George Bush never did. You can ask Cindy Sheehan about that.
Yeah, and by the way, we hadn't mentioned. I mean, honestly, tragedy beyond compare. But you know, they were saying it was such a catastrophic accident. You know, the thing got blown out of the sky that all the remains were mixed. Excuse me. But you know what I'm saying? Event. They were saying all 38 sets of remains were unidentifiable. The crash they were in was so horrific. The state of the remains was such there was no easy way to see which person was which or whatever. So the president boarded both of the planes that transported the remains to be there, to pay his respects and to be there with the, you know, the loved ones and all that. And I know Rush Limbaugh Rush Limbaugh called him a coward because it was because of the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is that people will believe that.
Yeah.
Because they won't. They don't know what he did all day.
Right.
Because why would I do that? I'm watching him racing. I got my car racing on. I don't need to know what's really going on.
Matt in Minnesota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
I have to say, once again, Kathy Nicholas stole another one. And, you know, this is heartbreaking for people out here. I mean, this is it's so frustrating to see it happen time and time again.
I just heard that there were, once again, sort of, what do you want to call them, suspect results in Waukesha. But, I mean, is it, what are you hearing about it there?
Well, I mean, I've been following this, so it was super cool. I have family in Wisconsin, and, you know, I have to be honest, I was suspect, it was suspect before any results even came in because, you just know what happened during Kloppenburg. And,
right, and she's been cited before, this same, Kathy Nicholas.
Right, and even before that. Every election that she has had her hands on has been totally corrupted and suspect, yet the Democrats in Wisconsin came out and said, we're not going to question it. So
why?
See, again, over and over and over again, Democrats cave.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because they're in denial. They're pretending this isn't happening ever since Al Gore.
By the way, this is what we always say, Jim. They're going to call you whiny, sore losers anyway. They're going to call you names anyway. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you say you won, okay. Mm. I guess maybe in better luck next time. Mm. There's not going to be a next time.
Nope.
Mm. I mean,
The only results I trust are from Ryan Seacrest.
Why can't
And if Idol can roll that easily, why can't government? It's just a phone number. Everybody's got one cell phone. That number gets one vote, and we're done.
There you go. There you go.
And, hello, we don't have to get off the couch.
Can I? Kathleen Madigan, problem solver.
Thank you.
Put Ryan Seacrest in charge. He's in charge of most everything else anyway.
Yeah, and believable.
It's not like he did,
Even if I knew he was lying, I'd believe him. That's how good he is. And the winner of the competition is, whatever he said, I'd go, he's lying, but I believe him.
Okay. If Steven Tyler seconds it, I'm good.
Check out Brad Blog if you want to know about all kinds of election shenanigans.
Yeah.
He's been following this for years.
Yep. All right. By the way, you've been following Yoko Ono on Twitter for I don't know what reason.
Because I want to know every day there's someone so much crazier than I am.
Yep.
That I'm still okay.
Yeah, there you go.
And when if I get that rich ever, I can just think those things and think it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may want to follow Elizabeth Hurley's parrot on Twitter. I will tell you about that.
And awesome.
Mm-hmm. Much more as we continue with Kathleen Madigan on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
God, you're dumb. Thank God for that ass.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Senator John Kerry yesterday on the
What we need
downgrade.
Is a Washington that stops this bickering, that's get rid of these hard positions.
You know what we need? We need more Representative Jim McDermott. And looky here, he's here now. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for taking time for us. We are all exhausted by the state debt ceiling crisis, aren't we, and the downgrade now? I mean, it must be disheartening for you.
Well, it is a very difficult time because it didn't need to happen, and we wasted a lot of energy and a lot of time, and the markets have reacted to it very badly. I mean, we all... all the progressives were pointing out very early on that we had to invest more at the governmental level, and this whole business of attaching all these government cuts to the debt ceiling simply sent a message to the market that the government was no longer going to invest in infrastructure.
Right.
And that has, along with the problems in Europe, really sent us into a tailspin.
Well, and, you know, I was obviously we've been talking about Standard & Poor's very clearly said, you know, analysis took shots at congressional Republicans who refused to consider tax increases. And, you know, the latest story today is Eric Cantor is acknowledging that and telling his caucus to ignore that. I mean, he literally said, people understand Washington can't keep spending money he doesn't have. They want to see less government, not more taxes. That's exactly the opposite of what the polls actually show, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And this disinformation campaign by Mr. Cantor to keep his right wing together is really destructive for the country in the long run. People have got to face the fact that we came out of the recession, the depression of the 1930s, by investment by the federal government. And it was led by the federal government investment, not by us cutting back on school teachers mm-hmm. and policemen and firemen and cutting back on the space program and on education and Pell Grants and da-da-da-da-da. That's not going to lead us where we want to go.
Yeah. Well, your colleague, Representative Joe Walz, take a listen to this.
We have a debt crisis. That's all on the door of the president. His policies are responsible for this.
Oh, come on.
I mean, how else do you spin this any other way than this? This absolutely was a Tea Party downgrade. They are the ones that took us to the brink of this.
There is no question that between George Bush's wars and his tax breaks, we were pushed to the edge of it, and the Tea Party took this crisis and used it to bring us right to the brink and show to the whole world the difficulty and the unwillingness of the Republicans to help solve the problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely, and obviously now we're starting to hear names, this super, what are we calling it, Super Congress is coming together. What are your thoughts on that and the original names mentioned?
Well, my whole view of the concept is that it's not democracy. It becomes now a little junta created by the leadership, and you're going to have another set of games in the next 6 months. I mean, frankly, Stephanie, we are not going to have any peace in this government until we have another election.
Yeah, yeah.
The Republicans are becoming the block party. They want to block everything, and they're going to use everything, including the next fiscal year's budget and the debt ceiling and these cuts, and all this will all be occasions for bringing the government to a halt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
and blaming it all on Obama.
Well, absolutely. I don't know if you read Ezra Klein had a great piece, I thought, in the Washington Post, an advice for Obama and the Democrats, but, you know, essentially saying that, you know, you could put together a serious package, as the president has talked about, and if the Republicans don't go for it, the Bush tax cuts will just expire, correct?
Yep. I think that there is, it's going to require the Democrats to act much as the Republicans have acted now, because in the face of this blocking everything, you realize that the president has only had 61% confirmation of the people he's appointed,
yeah.
Whereas Reagan had 90%, and the Democrats controlled the House and the Senate, but they confirmed 90% for Reagan. But this bunch are keeping Obama at 61%. That blocking, that stopping of government is not, in the long run, good for us.
Well, and it's not, it is provable to say unprecedented, because you can look at numbers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The, the number of filibusters by Mitch McConnell, Senator McConnell, is extraordinary. And that now this business with the debt ceiling is just icing on the cake.
Yeah. Senator Dick Durbin had this to say.
Over the last 8 weeks, we have lurched from one catastrophe to another. And these are politically manufactured crises. These are self-inflicted wounds.
I mean, I think that's the thing that's exhausting, is it really is. It's like they want to just keep putting us in crisis. It reminds me of a line from that the Facebook movie where she says, you know, dating you is like being on a Stairmaster. It's exhausting. I mean, it's exhausting governing with these Republicans, isn't it?
It sure is. Every step is like you get up one and you're there, right, as another one right next to it. There's no time to take a breath because they're always trying to stop the machine from moving.
Right, right. I mean, and, you know, I don't know what your take is on this downgrade. I mean, obviously the markets rebounded yesterday. You know, not sure exactly. They're way down again today.
They're down 500
yeah.
points.
Yeah, I mean, so it's, a bit of a roller coaster ride, but, you know, but it's all connected, right?
Yep. Well, you see, one of the things that the Tea Party, I don't really know if they really understand, this is a global economy. There's problems all over the world, and the British Parliament was just called back into session to deal with this stuff. Now, I think we ought to come back in and deal with an infrastructure bank so that we get the money together to begin putting infrastructure projects out there and putting people back to work. If we don't use the government power to do that, we are not going to start this economy, because all these businesses are presently sitting on $1.5 trillion in cash. They got plenty of cash, but they're afraid to invest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, and, you know, what's the guy from Moody's in terms of this whole situation? We're talking about panic.
We can't panic, because if we panic, then we pull back. Consumers stop spending, businesses stop investing and hiring, and that's a prescription for recession.
Yeah, I mean,
that's basically what's happened. We are starting to pull back. We have been pulling back for a long time. Businesses started pulling back, and banks started pulling back a long time ago, and now it's individuals in this country.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, again, I give you credit, and thanks for still fighting the good fight. And, you know, like I say, it seems to be a party that whose only interest is in, you know, hurting, I think, the president, and you know, I guess, well, the country's just collateral damage at this point.
Yeah, I think it's all, it really is, it is the president that really is the goal. I mean, Mitch McConnell said it. Don't ever, ever, ever forget.
Right.
You ought to go get that clip somewhere where Mitch McConnell said, my goal is to prevent Barack Obama from having a second term.
Yeah.
And
right.
That's what this has all been about.
Right. And he said this was a hostage crisis. And he said, oh, this sets a precedent. You know, now no president's ever going to get a clean debt ceiling bill. I mean, yeah, unfortunately, it is a really bad precedent, don't you think?
Yes, a terrible precedent. Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to end on such a down note, but thanks so much for your time and for fighting the good fight for us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
There
you
go. One of the good guys, Representative Jim McDermott. All right, this is how the show goes, Kathleen. Congressperson, back to how do you help an elephant rub one out so that you can get a sperm sample? Jason, because I knew my listeners would know more information, how to get elephant sperm samples, because we were... Okay. Stephen the Moves, I actually saw this on that Dirty Jobs show. There is a show. About, yeah.
Right?
The elephant is too big to manually stimulate, like Jim Warren. So you have to...
yeah,
what?
When I woke up.
So you have to put on a massive arm glove that goes all the way to the shoulder, and then you shove your entire arm up the elephant's...
Yeah.
And massage the prostate until the elephant...
What does that pay? Somebody look that up.
Yeah. Jason says it's actually quite a vigorous affair. Yeah, it seems...
What does that pay? I want to know. How much an hour, or what's the annual salary, and do I get health insurance? Wow. You know, listening to that congressman talk, like, it... Like, I wanted Hillary. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I remember.
Obama. No, I got on Team Obama. I got on. I still never got the hope thing. I mean, I'm never...
You're not a hope person.
No, I have a
hot dog
person in one hand and a cigarette in the other. I don't understand. But it's a happy way to go down without hope. Hot dogs are delicious. Let's not kid ourselves. But, like, I think if it... That's why I wanted Hillary, because I do think that is the goal, to ruin... who. If it was Obama or Hillary,
yeah,
nobody wants to play nice.
Yeah.
But at least she... would have just kept slapping them Like, versus Obama's so nice, he actually goes to the table to try to have a normal discussion.
Well, she was seen as even more of a centrist, though, than Obama. I mean, Obama was the liberal choice at the time.
Right. So, but, I mean, even, I don't think they would have cooperated with her either. It's just, I would have gotten the pleasure out of knowing that she just walks in and slaps him every day. Instead of trying to be kind,
probably
she just
literally.
Walks in and goes, oh, did I just trip? Yeah. Or did I just throw coffee in
Actually,
your face?
I think
I threw coffee in your face.
Yeah, I think I literally could see that. I literally think that she would smack Eric Cantor on the back of the head. She just would, you know.
Those glasses would go,
flying
forward for no reason at all. Whereas Obama goes up and picks up the glasses. He goes, sorry, man.
Have you seen our favorite website, Eric Cantor's Bitch Face? .tumblr.com. Hilarious.
No.
Yeah.
It's we'll show it to you during the break.
Okay. Yeah. I went grocery shopping yesterday, Jim, and I bought kale. I don't know why. I don't think I've ever bought it, just because of that one line.
You can get kale snacks, actually.
Yeah.
Toasted kale with, Parmesan cheese. It's really good.
Yeah. What was the line from this? Hmm? Oh, my God. I was so embarrassed for her. Who serves kale?
Oh, that's Eric
Cantor. In 2012.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
11. Who serves kale in 2011?
You took a cab? Well, that's precious.
All right. The latest one for today. If you think I'm setting foot in a Safeway, you're out of your effing mind.
Oh, I got to bookmark that.
Can Hillary still slap him just in her role as Secretary of State?
No, she's too far away. He keeps her. She's in Mongolia this afternoon dealing with a bar fight.
Yeah.
Kathleen Madigan made that up. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with Celebrity Stack as we continue. Kathleen Madigan live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
I love it! I don't get it, but I love it!
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Uh-huh. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 50 minutes after the hour. Kathleen Madigan, comedy marathoner.
Still here.
Yeah.
Still here.
Yeah. Yeah. Still all 3 hours in studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And she said, her very first words, it's still dark.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Not normal.
You should be asleep.
If my brother and I play a game, if you could go back in history and whatever, and one of the games was kill anybody you want, the person who invented the alarm clock, that's who I'd want to kill. Because if you didn't have it, you'd just wake up whenever, and then everybody would be casual and not so stressed out. And you'd be more productive because you'd be working on the hours that really your body...
But they'd still be roosters.
Yeah.
You could kill them too. We were talking about people, but we could get into animals too. We could go. That's a pellet gun. You don't even need a real gun.
Yeah,
pellet gun will take out a rooster.
Guaranteed. See, in morning radio, we need a really obnoxious alarm. You can't even have a normal alarm clock. We have. We have these. I don't even remember who got them for us. Yeah.
Get up, you lazy son of a bitch! I said, wake up, you loser.
It's the Burgess Meredith alarm clock. Yeah. Scott and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to say that being a fluffer is harder than you think.
Hi.
It's a high-pressure job. There are people watching you. You have to hurry. There are people correcting you. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. All right. We feel your pain. All right. Thank you, Scott. He's currently a fluffer. I don't know if he's an elephant fluffer or a normal one. Just sometimes the headlines alone are worth it. A beaver, a big problem in Boner Lake area.
I think it'd be a boo in Boner Lake.
Yeah, you would think. One would think. All right. And now another animal news. Oh, we were talking about how you follow Yoko Ono on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Owner?
Yeah, Ono.
Oh,
what?
Another
mispronunciation. Okay. You need to start following Elizabeth Hurley's parrot's Twitter feed. He has 5,000 followers.
Okay. Why?
I'm writing it down.
Okay.
So I don't forget.
Elizabeth Hurley's parrot has a crush on her boyfriend. That's information apparently we need to know. He wrote the parrot. Elizabeth, she actually writes the parrot's Twitter, clearly. She writes, yes, my sweet Australian, I still have a crush on you. You're even bossier than Keeper, but I can be submissive. Okay, that's someone that's even weirder about their pets than I am. Okay,
do you think she's really writing it?
Yes, I do.
Or you don't think it's just somebody that made up the title?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I like to get to the bottom of those things. Because Yoko's for sure writing hers.
Nobody else can
think like that.
All right. I don't know. You've been in Hollywood a while. Has Jeremy Irons ever played Grab Ass with you?
No, I've never met him that I know of.
He told Britain's Radio Times that women nowadays are way too quick to scream adult molestation when a man grabs their ass. He said if a man puts his hand on a woman's bottom, any woman worth her salt can deal with it. It's communication. Can't we be friendly?
Wow. That kind of communication is the gateway to rape. That's a nice way to communicate, Jeremy.
Do you listen right? Jeremy's completely right. Men were given hands to shake the hands of other men during business deals and fix cars or some. Women were given hands to cook meals, change diapers, and work a stripper pole. Folk can't say hi with their hands because they should have their hands full of pie dough, babies, and stripper poles. So a man has no choice but to say hi by shaking a lady's ass cheek.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
I think it was in an interview where he's claiming he's nothing like Ari Gross, the character he plays on TV.
Oh, you could say hi back with a knee to the groin, I would imagine. Or
that's the publicist that wakes up in the morning and goes, he said what? Where?
Oh,
are you serious? In public. Oh, in public? In an interview. Oh, my God, I need a Bloody Mary. Hold on. Hold on. Make it a double and put spicy stuff in it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think I like to do stories people with worse personal lives than mine. Are you you're pro tattoo or I'm not a tattoo person? How many people have to get tattoos covered over when they break up? I don't have any.
Business. I'm too indecisive. A Libra, I could stand that store for 17 years and go, but I'm back to the leprechaun. Now what? No, I could never make up my mind. I admire the fact people make a decision for life like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then they have to, you know, Samantha Ronson is covering the tattoo she got with Lindsay Lohan. Apparently she thought there was permanence in that relationship. She is having a matching tattoo covered up. She had a small heart etched onto her left hand to complement Lindsay Lohan's. And now she has created a new inking, which includes a skull and crossbones to cover it up. That's how you know a relationship did not end well, when it's you cover it with
heart
like poison.
The heart to the skull and bones. Well, that's a lesson learned, though. If you're going to get the tattoo, make sure it can be drawn into something else.
Yes.
That we can go off of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know where you go from the skull and bones.
Yeah.
She falls back in love.
Yeah. My friend that grew up in Tel Aviv, she got drunk one night and got a tattoo, but it was in the Palestinian part of town,
oh.
So she thinks she wanted a fleur-de-lis, but she's pretty sure it says Jews die. It's something that does not look like fleur-de-lis.
Why do I have a swastika tattoo?
How much did I drink?
Wow.
Ashton Kutcher welcomed on Two and a Half Men with open arms on the set of Two and a Half Men. Yeah, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, unless he's, you know, is he doing blow off a hooker on the craft services? No, then we're happy he's here.
Right.
Yeah.
Charlie thinks he's going to do great, by the way. I saw that quote.
Oh, really?
Oh, good.
No, yeah, he's rooting for him.
Duh.
Oh, yeah, Crazy Legs is up and at him again. He's got lots to say. He is in the house. Yeah, he's going to, I'm sure he's going to TiVo it. Yeah. He actually said that. He's going to do a great job. Completely disassociated himself.
Boy, the superficial, this is, again, someone at least more of a loser than me. Jennifer Love Hewitt has been dating Ben from The Bachelorette. I don't watch. If Lawrence O'Donnell didn't say it, I didn't see it. He's the Bachelorette guy, so he was making out with Jennifer Love Hewitt. And the superficial mentioning that apparently, Jim, I bet guys dig this, she carries 3 engagement rings around for men to choose from.
Oh, wow.
And they're superficial writing. I can't tell you how much men love that, especially on the first date. Give us that crazy up front so we know how quickly to jump out the window after sex.
Wow.
Yikes.
I can't believe all those shows are still on. Like, I don't know. I've never seen a bit. The Bachelorette and The Bachelor. Like, isn't everybody married?
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't these shows be done? Aren't we out of people?
Isn't there any? Right.
Don't we hit a limit where we go, oh, we can't find anybody? It's like the I'm 16 and or I'm pregnant and I didn't know it. How many of those women are really out there?
Yeah.
Apparently a lot.
Yeah, I guess. And the final heartless Republican stack. Nebraska Republican Senate candidate compares welfare recipients to scavenging raccoons. Suggesting the state is making it too easy for them. He said the raccoons, they're not stupid. They're going to do it the easy way if we make it easy for them, just like welfare recipients all across America. If we don't send them to work, they're going to take the easy route.
There aren't any jobs.
Well, and he's never seen how hard the raccoon at my house works to get into my trash can.
Exactly.
And the one at my parents' house has survived two gunshots and is still going.
Yeah.
So that is a hard-working animal.
Mine does pranks. It rolls up my sod and stuff. Saran wraps my toilet seat some nights. Seriously.
Busy. Hard worker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bad analogy. Mm-hmm. KathleenMadigan.com for all things Kathleen Madigan. Thank you, baby. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Stephanie Miller Show.